The valuation of a property is a critical step in the real estate market, whether you are buying, selling, refinancing, or investing in real estate. Property valuations are essential for determining the market value of a property, and they play a vital role in making informed financial decisions. But how do valuers arrive at the price of a property, and what are the different valuation methods they use? In this blog, we'll explore the intricacies of property valuation and the various methods employed by valuers. Why property valuation matters. Property valuation is the process of estimating the monetary value of a property. It is an important exercise for various reasons as follows. 1. Real estate transactions. Property valuations are crucial for both buyers and sellers to ensure that the property is fairly priced. 2. Financing. Lenders use property valuations to determine the amount they are willing to lend for mortgage purposes. 3. Insurance. Insurance companies use property valuations to calculate insurance premiums. 4. Taxation. Property taxes are often based on the assessed value of the property. 5. Investment decisions. Investors rely on property valuations to assess potential returns on investment. Now, let's delve into the different methods valuers use to arrive at the price of a property. 1. Comparative market analysis, CMA. CMA is one of the most common methods used in property valuation. Valuers, often real estate agents, assess the subject property by comparing it to recently sold properties in the same area that are similar in size, location, and features. This method is particularly useful for residential properties. CMA provides a fair market value based on recent market trends. 2. Sales comparison approach. Similar to CMA, the sales comparison approach involves comparing the property being valued with recent sales of similar properties. However, it's more rigorous and often used by professional appraisers. Adjustments are made for differences in features, condition, and location to arrive at an estimated value. 3. Cost approach. The cost approach determines the property's value by estimating the cost of replacing or reproducing the property. It is especially useful for new properties or properties with unique features. The valuer calculates the cost of the land and the cost of constructing a similar property, accounting for depreciation. 4. Income capitalization approach. This method is commonly used for income-generating properties such as rental apartments, commercial buildings, and industrial complexes. Valuers consider the property's income potential, operating expenses, and the prevailing market capitalization rate to arrive at a value. The income capitalization approach is valuable for investors seeking to understand the income potential of a property. 5. Investment valuation model. Similar to the income capitalization approach, the investment valuation model is used to assess the potent IRR, return on investment. Valuers project the property's future cash flows and discount them to their present value to estimate the property's worth. This method is popular among investors for making informed investment decisions. 6. Residual valuation, commonly used in property development. The residual valuation method determines the value of a property based on the potential profit margin after deducting development costs. It's particularly relevant when assessing the value of a property before or after development or renovation. 7. Reconciliation. Valuers often use a combination of the methods mentioned above to arrive at a final property value. This process, known as reconciliation, takes into account the strengths and weaknesses of each method to arrive at a more accurate estimate. It's important to note that valuers may also take into account local market conditions, property demand, and other factors that can influence the property's value. Additionally, property valuation standards and regulations may vary by region, so it's essential to work with qualified and experienced valuers who are well versed in the specific practices and guidelines of your area. 8. Automated valuation method, AVM. AVM is a relatively modern approach to property valuation that relies on computer algorithms and databases to estimate a property's value. It processes a vast amount of data, including recent sales, property characteristics, and market trends, to arrive at a valuation. AVM is often used for quick estimations, especially in scenarios where a full appraisal may not be necessary. While it offers speed and cost efficiency, it may not always capture the nuances of a property accurately, making it more suitable for preliminary assessments and not as reliable for complex or unique properties. AVM is commonly used by online property valuation tools and real estate websites. In conclusion, the process of valuing a property is a multifaceted one that relies on several methods and considerations. Understanding these different valuation methods and working with experienced professionals is crucial for making well-informed decisions in the real estate market, whether you're buying, selling, or investing in properties. Property valuation is not only a financial necessity but also an art and a science that plays a pivotal role in the real estate industry.